Dr. Saber Reiterating an office note on patient Lily Atlee, L-I-L-L-I-E, Atlee, A-T-L-E-E. Date of birth is 11-14-1948. Date of service, 8-27-2025. Pure paragraph. The patient is 76-year-old African-American female, referred to see me by Dr. Valdez, V-A-L-D-E-Z, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Her past medical history includes the following one: diabetes mellitus type 2, next diabetic neuropathy, next hyperlipidemia, next hypertension, next chronic kidney disease stage 4 for the last 1 year, next chronic lymphedema. Pure paragraph. Past surgical history is unremarkable. Pure paragraph. Allergies, known on drug allergies. Pure paragraph. Social history: patient is living with her son currently. She's had a total of 2 children, no smoking history, no alcohol use, no drug use. She is a retired cook. Period paragraph. Family history: father's history is unknown, mother with heart disease, brothers and sisters. One brother, one sister are healthy. Period paragraph. Review system reveals no headaches, no pain in general, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. She does suffer from cough when laying on her left side. Also, she does have nausea and vomiting with each meal, with odynophagia and dysphagia. 2 solids, but not 2 liquids. Denies any heartburn. No abdominal pain. She does have chronic constipation. No melena. No bright red blood per rectum. No urinary incontinence. No nocturia. No hematuria. She does have chronic lymphedema and leg swelling. Pure paragraph. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization. She received 1 shot of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Pure paragraph. Current medications reviewed include the following: atorvastatin, ezetimibe, furosemide, glipizide, losartan, metoprolol, nifedipine, spironolactone. Pure paragraph. On physical examination of Atlasanta, as mentioned above, itchy and pupils around the active toilet and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular extension bilaterally. Moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Pure paragraph. Heart sounds are regular and rhythm. No one's 2, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs. She has decreased but sounds left lung base. No wheezes heard. Period. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity. Extremities. She has chronic lymphedema in both lower extremities. Neuro exam is non-focal. Please also go back to past medical history and add she had a history of stroke in October 2024 with the resultant right-sided left upper extremity weakness. Go back to neuro exam and the physical exam and mentioned right upper extremity weakness, period. Laboratory data show the following: albumin to creatinine ratio is 79, hemoglobin is 10.2, BUN55, creatinine 2.2, estimated GFR is 23 milliliters per minute, total cholesterol 227, LDL 143, PTH 147, uric acid 10.3, TSH 4.6, free T4 is 1.3, vitamin D 24 hydroxy is 17, hemoglobin A1C is 8.8, pure paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes, mellitus type 2, hypertension. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and serial monitoring of her proteinuria. Period. Next diagnosis, diabetes, mellitus type 2, apparently uncontrolled, deferred to primary team. And Dr. Valdez. Next, diabetic neuropathy. Next, hyperlipidemia. Continue statins. Next, hypertension. Continue current anti-blood pressure, anti-hypertensive, and monitor blood pressure log from home. Next, chronic lymphedema. Continue current dose of Lasix and reevaluate. Next, nausea, vomiting with odynophagia and dysphagia. Patient will have a CT scan of the chest without contrast, as well as a barium swallow too for evaluation. Next, chronic lymphedema patient will have a venous Doppler bilateral lower extremity total RDVT. Pure paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Valdez, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see you back in 3 weeks to discuss the full workup. I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Valdez.